This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is the band The Stray Birds. Maya DeVitri, Oliver Craven, Charlie Mensch with Aaron Schaefer Hase on percussion. Hello, welcome to JPR.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's fantastic to have you on such a great afternoon. The newest record is called Magic Fire. It's out on Yep Rock Records. You guys are originally from, we were talking in the parking lot, about an hour and a half outside of Philadelphia, right? A place called Lancaster. And a couple of you have known each other since childhood, if I understand correctly.
That's true. Charlie and I actually went to middle school together and played in the orchestra. I was in the violin section and he was in the bass section. So we go back to seventh grade.
And you've both kind of stuck with the same instruments.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, how did the rest of you guys come together? Because for a while it was, if I understand the chronology correct, it was a two-person group, but it was actually Maya, you, and Oliver that were doing some busking. So Charlie wasn't in there. He was an easy choice to add as the trio. Now you guys are up to four.
Yeah.
How did the three of you guys end up meeting? You're all from the same location, right?
Yeah, well, this is Oliver speaking. Charlie and I wound up in another band before this one, and that's how I met Maya, and that was in 2010, and it wasn't very long before Maya and I started playing some music together.
Were you making the same kind of stuff?
Yeah. It was like a string band sort of thing. It was called River Wheel. It was a bluegrass boy band based out of Centerville. I say jokingly, because that's not a place. But, yeah, and I met Maya, and then she and I started playing together while Charlie was in school, and then in 2012 we kind of got together and made a record and started doing it.
Now, did each of you have an affinity for the kind of music that we hear you making now, or did you all come to it from different musical areas?
I was pretty familiar with, more familiar with playing acoustic music than any other kind of music, and other than in the school orchestra. My parents love this kind of music, and they would have campfires and invite their friends over and play songs. And I also loved like the Beatles and a lot of music from a bunch of earlier decades. And I just loved the harmony singing and those songs, and so catchy. Mm. Yeah, but this kind of music is, I don't know, it's just pretty natural fit for people that like to sing together. Because it's really based around harmony singing, and especially when you don't have to amplify anything to sit in a field at a festival or under the trees and play music together.
Right.
It's kind of how we started hanging out.
In the early days, you were doing some busking, if I understand.
Yeah,
right?
I did a lot of busking. I've done a lot of busking outside of this band, too. I did like a bike trip where I had a fiddle strapped into a baby seat on the back of the bike, and then I would get out and play at farmers markets. Did that all over Europe with a friend of mine. And then in this band, we did a lot of busking at Lancaster Central Market. And that's a really...
Is that like an outdoor farmer's market kind of thing?
It's actually an indoor farmer's market that's right downtown, and it's beautiful. It's like high ceilings and brick, and it's really old. It's like the first place I would want to, you know, take somebody visiting Lancaster City. It's just beautiful. And a lot of Amish stands, a lot of, you know, direct from the farmer produce available there. And they just had an empty stall, and Oliver and I would go in and ask if we could set up shop to play some music.
Well, two and three part harmonies probably resonate pretty well in a building like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good fit.
The Stray Birds are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Magic Fire. Information on the band is at thestraybirds.com. What do you guys want to do first today?
We'll sing a song here called Third Day in a Row. On their feet.
but she escaped. She didn't answer when you called her name. And now you're out there on your own, another dog without a bone. Yourself walking on the street, on the street,
walking on the street.
Somebody is talking about the ways and the means.
Talking ways
and the means. Put your hands in the pocket of your picture the birds up in the sky. There they go flying, high and free, without concern for you and me. It's probably alright, the things you did, no one was ever against you, kid. But it's the third day in a row, seen the sun come up. Yeah, some things take a lifetime to learn, and so you made them up. Yes, it comes such a long way, no, now you can give up.
That's the Stray Birds live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Maya DeVitri is on guitar, fiddle, vocals. Oliver Craven on fiddle and guitar and vocals. Charlie Mensch on vocals and bass. And Aaron Schaefer-Hase playing some percussion for us today. The new record is called Magic Fire. Information is at thestraybirds.com. Well, undoubtedly, the busking went fairly well because you guys ended up putting out full-length record. Mm-hmm. You have now got, I think, 3 full length, a couple of EPs as well, like 5 releases to date, something like that, if I'm adding correctly.
Yeah, we're losing track.
Well, that's not a bad problem to have so many things out. And the reaction to them has been almost uniformly extremely positive. NPR, very highly rated. Folk Alley named your record as one of the best of the year when it came out. That's got to feel great, especially coming right out of the gate with the debut that you put out back in 2012. You were compared to a lot of bands at the time. There are a lot of folks that are doing kind of the thing that you're doing, and everybody has a little bit different twist on it. But certainly in listening, Maya, to your vocals, there's a little Gillian Welch, David Rawlings kind of sound going on with the music that you guys make. Are there groups that, you know, that might be a generation or a half a generation older than you guys that you were looking up to as a target when you were trying to hit the scene on a national level and go out touring?
I think we have inspiration from a lot of places. Maybe some unsuspecting places, and not just things like what we do. Mm. But I don't think that this is a band that has necessarily ever tried to emulate the sound of another band specifically, so directly that it was like an expressed goal in what we were doing. We just have some songs and have some instruments and some voices and put them together as best as we can think to do. Yeah.
When you guys got together, did you know then that each one of you was going to kind of be lead vocalist? Or did that evolve over time as you've been together as a group?
I think that that's been something that's been somewhat constant. in the band. Everyone sings lead on something, you know, if not a couple during the show.
Yeah, and it tends to be, at least for a while, it tended to be that you'd sing lead on the songs that you brought to the group and not so much on the others. But if I understand, that's starting to change a little bit as you guys are doing more collaborative work.
Yeah, yep, that's the direction.
Is it challenging as a songwriter to write something with another singer in mind after doing it with yourself in mind for such a long time?
I don't know. I personally don't ever really write with another singer in mind. I just write the song.
And it just may or may not be sung by someone else.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's my experience with it anyway.
A lot of times when I've been writing on my own, I'm actually thinking about other singers who I like Levon Helm or Billie Holiday or something. Just,
well, those are vastly different singers.
Yeah, and they're two of my favorite. So those are that's my vocal inspiration is somewhere between those two people. And I've done a lot of co-writing since we started this band, some in the band, but also outside of it. And that's given me a chance to practice writing with other voices in mind, you know, like friends. And in this band, we're getting pretty close to writing lines that other people in the band will sing. We've got a song called Hands of Man that's on Magic Fire. And there's lines in there that I remember kind of coming up with, and now Oliver sings the line or vice versa. And it's good. I think it's really, there's so many layers to creating something, and I'm hoping that the band finds some freedom in kind of letting each other interpret our lines and our ideas.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a tall order. It's like, why not? I don't know. I think the less possessive that we can be with our creativity, that's how bands grow. And then the more possessive bands become with their creativity, that's when they fall apart. That's what it seems to me in the biographies I've read.
The Stray Birds are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest release out on Yep Rock Records is called Magic Fire. Information is at thestraybirds.com. What's next?
We'll do a song called Mississippi Pearl.
Doesn't it make you wanna dance just a little?
It's the Stray Birds, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new release is called Magic Fire. Information is at thestraybirds.com. Well, I mentioned earlier that you guys have started off as a duo and soon thereafter became a trio. You are now kind of an augmented quartet. You've added a percussionist both on the record and on tour here with Aaron in the room. What was the thought process behind getting a little bit bigger, adding a percussionist?
Well, we have always been a band to, you know, sort of serve the song that we have, you know, and we have an alter ego band that we play sort of around the holidays called the Local Openers, and had Oliver playing electric guitar and I was playing electric bass. Maybe I can't remember at first, maybe it was upright, and you know, it was just like playing country songs and electrified, and it was a lot of fun. And I think really that's where some of the beginning of playing with drums was sort of found. You know, just the amount of fun that we had on stage and the vibe, and you know, so we decided, why not, you know, bring it into the studio. And we got to make a record with a guy named Larry Campbell, who Maya was talking about, Levon Helm, earlier. Worked with him in sort of the last couple records that he made at the end of his life, and we loved those records, Dirt Farmer and Electric Dirt. And so we sort of enlisted him to help us out with the production, and also, you know, doing what we do and having a reference of the older records, and then also having the drums on there. And he helped us put that together in a big way, for sure.
This was the first time that you guys had worked with an independent producer outside of just your own voices being involved,
yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah.
How did it change the construction and the creation of the record?
Tracking the record, for me, one of the biggest things was just having, so we would sort of be upstairs in the barn where we would track our stuff all together. And
you said barn?
Yeah. It was a barn. Our friend Justin, who engineered the record, is his barn in his backyard in upstate New York. Really pretty cool space. And Larry would be up there with us, and we were, you know, figuring out the arrangement, and he would sort of conduct us through, you know, the arrangement and try to like channel the energy of the song. And so to me, that was like a huge difference right away, just having someone else as like a sounding board to throw ideas against. And you know, we didn't have to look amongst ourselves and be like, hey guys, what do you think about this? It was more just like, hey Larry, how was that? You know, do you think we could do it again? Should we do it again? And that was just took a lot of the sort of pressure of, you know, oh my God, what is this going to sound like? Is this good enough off of our shoulders? Which was a huge thing in the studio.
Mm. Yeah. On the previous records, were you guys the type that do it over and over and over and nitpick every last little detail? Or did you just try to lay things down as spontaneously as you could?
I would say we did a lot of takes.
Really?
Yeah. But we were also trying to, like, for example, on Best Medicine, that whole record is live. Like, it's, I think there's one track that has some piano on it that I went and overdubbed, but it was just the three of us standing in a triangle in a room trying to get the best take of a song. I mean, like vocals and everything, just yeah. Live. There might have been a couple solos that we went back in and laid things on, but yeah, to get everybody feeling like they're singing at their best and playing at their best and that the feel is the best, it's definitely a challenge. Like recording is... I felt for this band was more of a challenging experience than an inspiring experience until we worked with Larry and made Magic Fire, because it really shifted for me having Larry there and like Charlie was saying, having somebody else there to kind of say, okay, you got it. Like it feels good. Yeah. You don't have to play any more takes. Like it's the point of diminishing return.
Like we're good, move on.
Yeah. Or yeah, it's interesting. It's just such a different environment. We spend so much time on the stage, and when you're on the stage, like you can try things and you can play things and you can make what feels like a mistake or whatever, or have an off night, and it's just kind of it just passes. Like the moment passes, but it's just so different to be in the studio and feel like you're putting something in a bottle.
Do you work on tempos and all of that to try to find the one that just feels perfect?
Totally.
Because it's going to be a captured moment in time that everybody's going to remember.
Totally. And when you're on stage, like the tempos fluctuate sometimes. You're excited. You play a little faster.
It's hot.
You know, it's hot. Yeah, whatever. It's windy. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, home is not Lancaster for all of you anymore, right? A couple of you have moved to Nashville. What has that done to you as a musician, co-writing, interacting with many different kinds of musicians?
I like to play the bass a lot at parties at nighttime, between like midnight and 4 a.m. at my neighbor's house. So it's sort of informed my rhythmic identity.
That would allow for a little bit more instrument swapping within the band too, I would imagine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody else to take up the bass so I can play guitar, but no one's done that yet.
Not yet. Well, we're at, what, early spring, summer. Are you guys planning to be back out on the West Coast at all this summer for any of the festivals that you can announce at this point? Or do you know that far in advance?
I don't think we're coming out west this
really?
Summer for festivals. Yeah, we're making it out
to
Colorado.
Nobody hires us. Jeez.
We're going to Colorado and we're going to, but yeah. I don't think we're doing any West Coast festivals this summer.
So other than the East Coast dates, is there a new album that's in its formative stages? Because at this point, right, the record came out like August of last year, I think, mm-hmm. something like that.
That's
so
right.
We're close to a year in, and mm-hmm. you guys have been playing the songs at many, many gigs. You're working on new stuff as well?
Yeah, we are. We started writing together in February. We all got together in Nashville for a week, and we are trying to write the next record entirely collaboratively, really following through on that idea of just seeing what we can do, bringing ideas to the table. And then we came out of that session with a bunch of new stuff, and we're gonna write again in June. And yeah, it's a new process, because it really, even through Magic Fire, and though that record was more collaborative than in the past, this is like a whole different thing. I mean, I don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try.
Now, do you truly set the stuff aside when your week is over, and really not pick away at it on an individual basis, or do you crack the notebook?
It's up on a SoundCloud link that we all have, and I've listened to it a couple times, and I have some ideas for when we get back together, but we haven't really. Yeah, I mean, people are free to reflect on it individually, but it's tricky. We do live in different places, and it's interesting to make a band with your friends when you are from the same place, and you take it for granted that you live at your parents' houses and you can, you know, arrange music together at, right. you know, at your leisure. And then a couple years down the road, it's like, wait, how do we get together to get to that part of the music? Like, where do the songs come from? They mm-hmm. come from, you know, not being on stage often. We're not writing when we're on stage.
Right.
So we're just trying to make space for that in this year and get a new record out of it.
Cool.
See what happens.
We'll look forward to it. The Stray Birds are my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release came out last summer. It's called Magic Fire, out on Yep Rock. TheStrayBirds.com is the web address. You have one more for us today?
Yeah, we'll do a song called Fossil.
I feel
days just disappear in a storm. Hey, looking for the fossil.
That's Fossil. It's the Stray Birds live today in the JPR studios. Maya DeVitri is on fiddle, guitar, and vocals. Oliver Craven on fiddle, guitar, and vocals. Charlie Mensch is on upright bass and vocals and percussion today from Aaron Schaefer-Hase. The newest record is called Magic Fire. Information is at thestraybirds.com. Guys, thanks again for coming in. It's nice to meet you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Eric.